It's an NBA Minute on the Gary Shub Show. The Lakers have now dropped four games in a row after running up against the NBA's hottest team, probably NBA's best team right now, and that is the Utah Jazz. The next chance for the Lakers to get a win and avoid five in a row, tomorrow against Portland, so it's not going to be an easy one. Shout out to Gilgeous Alexander. He put up 42 last night, shooting 64%, but it was Lou Dort who had an opportunity last year to win a game with a three in the bubble and missed. Well, opportunity presented itself last night, and he didn't miss this one as the Thunder beat the Spurs at the buzzer. Boston is now two games under 500. They've got to figure it out. Last night they lost to Atlanta, and Gallinari just absolutely went off. He scored 38, and he hit 10 threes last night. Kyle Lowry said if a trade is going to happen for him, he'd like to go home and go to Philly. A couple other teams in the running for Mr. Kyle would be the Clippers and Gary, your Heat. They're on the phone talking to the Toronto Raptors.
Well, hey, you know, I want to stay in Omaha on radio here at 1620. But if they want to trade me, I've got 660 The Fan in New York. I'll go to 790 The Ticket in Miami. I'll stay close to home. I'll go to 810 in Kansas City.
Okay.
I'll go to 97.5 The Fan in San Diego. Where else do I want to go? Oh, 710 ESPN in Seattle. Uh-huh. I'll go up with my friends up at KFAN in the Twin Cities. That's what everybody's doing.
That's
Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson says, I want to stay in Seattle, but if a trade were considered, I'd go to the Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, and Bears. That's what we need more of in our business, in sports talk radio, is we need trades.
Just I agree. It make things a lot more interesting. Oh, yeah.
It'd trade me to a place like, and I know nothing about their local sports. Russell Wilson with the Saints. Wow.
That one right there.
But it's just another gut punch to Bears fans. Mm-hmm. Bears, Raiders, Saints, Cowboys. Everybody wants to be traded to the Cowboys. They say that publicly, and then when it gets closer, like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Donovan Mitchell, do you think there will be repercussions? He clowned the Lakers last night.
I don't see any repercussions.
What would be the reaction in the NBA circles if Utah was the world champions? I mean, they're really good. They're shooting the three ball. They've got a unique defense. They got a rim protector in Gobert. They got Donovan Mitchell. It's just it's a team that's put together really, really well. They remember, they had this 8-game stretch that they just finished. That was the gauntlet. Oh, boy. If they go 500. Well, they just went 7-1. And they always use the Lakers as their measuring stick. Yeah, I think the Jazz are in a good spot right now. But this was a regular season game. It is about the postseason. I think it was Morris last night said, wait till the playoffs, or essentially something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The playoffs matter. I mean, no one's going to care about a regular season game on the 24th of February when you get to the postseason if you don't go that far.
Right.
But they are clown. Not only Donovan Mitchell is clowning teams, the whole Utah Jazz. I mean, they've won, 22 or 24, and 20 of those are by double figures?
Yep.
They are a ATS ATM.
I like that.
Monday night, they're a 12.5-point favorite. They were 12.5-point favorite. And they're down 11 in the third quarter. I'm like, gah! And they ended up covering.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you.
But imagine the full circle that you go from last March to where we are now a year later with this Utah Jazz team. And with where COVID started.
That's right. That's right. Coming up on a year when Rudy Gobert touched everybody's microphone in an interview room.
Yeah.
And we all got upset at Rudy Gobert.
Donovan Mitchell got upset with Rudy Gobert. Now look at them.
Yeah, I think it probably did take a little while for them to come to terms.
Especially initially.
Yeah.
With that kind of stuff? Oh, yeah.
Is it a... know, maybe people appreciate this. We haven't really talked much about Tiger Woods in the last couple of days. Briefly touched on it yesterday with the information that we knew that it was a good day, that Tiger was alive. But is it okay? Is it okay that we can talk about his future? I feel like if you want to talk about his future, you get scolded. The future of Tiger Woods playing golf, and it's going to be an uphill climb for him to get back. I mean, he's one of the most compelling athletes in the last 20 years. He has been the hero. He has been the villain. It has been the comeback story that we've all gotten behind, or a lot of people have gotten behind. I don't think it's fair to close the book on him playing golf again. But is it okay to ask? I'm asking for permission to talk about his future. And ESPN, he was not dead. And the coverage, it's okay not to be first. But it's okay also to realize when you're discussing someone like Tiger Woods, you don't need to keep recapping everything and rehashing everything. Okay? At some point, you don't have any new information. It's okay to say we go back to regular scheduled programming. He didn't die. He was involved in an accident. Thank God he was wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah.
He was wearing a seatbelt. But I think it's okay to ask now, what is the future? And for Tiger Woods, if our fond memories are of his career and he doesn't play anymore, we've got those fond memories. Trust me, the 19 Masters and his victory, the stories will get bigger and bigger and bigger the more we get away from that, and depending on if we ever get that Tiger again. I mean, that's a moment if that's the walk-off in his incredible career, that's okay. We have that memory. And now, if his role is to be ceremonial and still be around the game but not be able to play it like he did, I mean, we're talking about a guy that might have to be taught how to walk again, to walk properly again, and may never, you know, he might deal with infections and bones that don't heal. But if it's not on the course, you know what? It's our loss for what he did, and I'm lucky enough in my lifetime that Tiger was in my lifetime, so I got to see from young Tiger and through all the public trials and tribulations to he's now in a hospital room in Los Angeles. If those are the memories and that's what's left, we still have those memories. But you know what? It's his children's gain. And I could see him, and I know he said to, I don't know, his agent or whatever, and you got to remember, his agents are awful protective, and they don't give you a lot of information. Remember, the whole fifth back surgery came out of nowhere. Like, even golf writers that are in tight, it came as a surprise to them. Not closing the book. It's going to be difficult. But if that's it, that's fine. We have the memories. It's his children's gain. He can be a caddy for his kids or play with his kids, and that's the most important thing. But it's okay to ask. I mean, you know, you find out he's okay. He draws the emotion of nearly every single person that is a sports fan, that is a golf fan. I mean, look at the impact. And once you find out that he's okay, I know that you maybe wanted more answers about, are you sure, LA County Sheriff's, that it's just an accident? Well, yeah, it's just an accident. On a road that, did you get distracted? Did something turn in front of you? What happened? But it's just an accident. Because, I said the same. I was searching, hey, is there more? Was he on his phone? Well, you know, was he on a road where it's curvy and it can be, as some locals describe it, as a NASCAR road? It's okay to ask what's his future, because he has meant that much to the sport of golf. But he's going to be fine. He's going to have a heck of a rehab, and golf will be fine. Golf has made that transition. There's nobody right now in that sport that has the impact on the course and off the course But golf is going to be fun. And Tiger's going to be fun. We weren't ready for that grief a year after Kobe in Southern California as well. All right, busy night of basketball. So some great games. The Big Ten will be a headliner. I teased it. We kind of talked about it, and then we got off onto another topic. I think Slapshot got in the way. But I asked the question about Nebraska and recruiting. And what is the brand that they are recruiting to? What is the brand that they are selling? We will discuss that in great length tomorrow because Brian Munson and Brian Christopherson and Dirk Chatelain will join us. And I will be curious to hear what their thoughts are on what is the brand you sell right now. A lot of focus on guys that aren't on Nebraska's roster. It may be to a point after this week and missing out on the two top players in the city of Omaha. You focus on the current guys that are on your roster that will possibly help your brand when you sell it to 22, 23, 24 kids. Do all of that tomorrow. Thanks to everybody that hopped on a Thursday of Local Music Thursday and also sent George Slapshot quotes. George failed. I wanted more Slapshot quotes read by George. We will save them for next year when we celebrate another anniversary of Slapshot being released on this day back in 1977. Big thanks to Jacob Padilla, Brody Darren. Great stuff on hoops. Also, Jacob's thoughts on Nebraska volleyball had their series with Wisconsin postponed this weekend because of COVID. They're all up on the radio replay page, which you can find at 1620thezone.com under the Gary Sharp Show tab. We'll talk to USC coming up next. For George, I'm Gary. We're back tomorrow at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.